A white former police officer has been found guilty by a jury of the murder of an African-American man in the United States last year. A video of Derek Chauvin kneeling on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes during his arrest in Minneapolis last May sparked worldwide protests. The 45-year-old was found guilty on three charges: second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. Speaking last night, civil rights campaigner Reverend Al Sharpton said the guilty verdict for Derek Chauvin gives civil rights activists an assurance that their actions can yield results.
This is the first time in a long array of fights that we've seen three counts guilty at all three. We don't find pleasure in this. We don't celebrate a man going to jail. We would have rather George be alive.
Amen.
But we celebrate that we, because young people, white and black, some castigated, many that are here tonight, marched and kept marching and kept going. Many of them looked down on, but they kept marching and wouldn't let this die. And this is an assurance to them that if we don't give up, that we can win some rounds. But the war and the fight is not over. Just 2 days from now, we're going to have to deal with the funeral of Dante Wright in this same county, the same area. We still have cases to fight, but this gives us the energy to fight on.
That's campaigner Al Sharpton. George Floyd's brother, Philanice, gave an emotional reaction following the verdict.
I feel relieved today that I finally have the opportunity to, for hopefully getting some sleep. A lot of days that I prayed and I hoped and I was speaking everything into existence, I said I have faith that he will be convicted. Today, you have the cameras all around the world to see and show what happened to my brother. It was a motion picture, the world seeing his life being extinguished. And I could do nothing but watch.
George Floyd's brother, Philanice. President Joe Biden phoned George Floyd's family shortly after the verdict to express his support.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Gianna, doing?
Feeling better now. Nothing is going to make it all better, but at least God, now there's some justice.
Right.
And, you know, I think a John is coming. My dad is going to change the world. He's going to start to change it now.
That's right.
Yes. Amen.
Start to change it now.
It's the President of the United States speaking to George Floyd's family by phone last night. Let's cross live now to the US and speak to Jamila Jefferson-Jones. She's Professor of Law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. Professor Jefferson-Jones, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Thank you for taking our call today.
Thank you for having me, Gavin.
Can I ask you for your reaction to this verdict and your view of the significance of the verdict?
So I'll tell you, I am very hopeful of what this portends, but there's also some caution there. We still have to get through sentencing, but this is a very big day, or has been a very big day yesterday, in that this is the first time that we've seen something like that this happen, where we have what should have been an open and shut case, thanks to Darnella Frazier's video, and we finally have this feeling that the rest of us can take a breath, to take that breath that George Floyd can no longer take, and say the system is working, that when someone uses excessive force, when a police officer uses excessive force, that there will be some sort of consequence. So that's really what's important here. And of course, you add in the racial elements that this was a white police officer and a black man that was killed. And it's just really important to show that the system can work and to give people the comfort that in the future it may work for us.
It's hard to overstate the importance of the video evidence here.
Yes, absolutely. The video evidence is what's able to show the rest of the world what Black America already knew and had already been facing. And it's, of course, helpful that this happened during the pandemic when everyone was home and watching around the world, right, watching TV. But I can't I can't say how important it is that young Darnella Frazier had the courage to challenge the lie that was actually being told by the police department that George Floyd just had a medical incident. No, he was murdered on the street, and that was proven, and her video evidence was so, so important.
I'm reading reports that within minutes of this verdict that there was a fatal shooting of a teenage girl in Ohio by police, a black teenage girl. What, if anything, do you think will change in the U.S. after this?
What has to happen is that we have to deal with use of force issues, and the police have to be really reconfigured so that they are thinking, I must de-escalate. That's not where the police are now. Instead, what we have is this this idea that one must comply with the police at all times, and that if you do not do so, that the punishment is death. But these are not death penalty eligible crimes. We have George Floyd accused of a $20 forgery. That's not death eligible. We have this young woman, this young child, really, she's 16 years old, Makia Bryant, who actually called the police to help her. She was being, the idea is that she was being bullied by some other girls, and she called the police because there was fighting happening, and instead she ends up dead. And this is not how these things should turn out. Instead, the police should be there to de-escalate rather than to jump directly to deadly force.
Professor Jefferson Jones, if I can ask you finally, do you think today's verdict will make any difference to the mindset of a black person if they're being stopped by the police? Will they be any less fearful as a result of what's happened today?
Unfortunately, Gavin, I don't think so. I think that this is a moment in time, but that this is not about one bad apple having been removed from the street. This is, we need systemic change, and until that systemic change is enacted, I think that black people will still have fear.
Jamila Jefferson Jones, Professor of Law at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, thank you very much for taking our call today.